A trip to India leads off today's edition of CNN 10. I'm your anchor, Carl Azus. It's great to have you watching. Monday was the first time that U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the world's largest democracy. More than 1.3 billion people live in India. It's the second most populated country on the planet behind China. And it's where the American leader received a large and warm welcome when he spoke at the world's biggest cricket stadium in the Indian city of Ahmedabad.
The First Lady and I have just traveled 8,000 miles around the globe to deliver a message to every citizen across this nation. America loves India. America respects India. And America will always be faithful and loyal friends to the Indian people.
President Trump was only scheduled to stay in India one night, and the real work, according to analysts, gets going on Tuesday when he and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi are expected to discuss a new trade agreement, a $3 billion deal involving military equipment, including India's purchase of American helicopters, was announced on Monday. But a bigger trade deal between the two countries could be more challenging, as within the last year, they have placed or threatened additional taxes on one another's goods. President Trump previously accused India of unfairly shutting out American businesses. And though he said on Monday that major trade agreements were on the horizon, they were in the early stages. Still, the two leaders have had nothing but praise for one another in their public comments. And one of the larger-than-life pictures of them posted around Ahmedabad says, "Two dynamic personalities, one momentous occasion. Something that underscores the important and complex relationship between their countries."